the past 30 days, there have been 19 car burglaries. And in the same span of time last year, there were only 8. That's according to Lieutenant Andrew Wright with the Summit County Sheriff's Office. He says now the Sheriff's Office is depending on the community to do their part.
We need our community to help protect themselves. What we're seeing on a regular basis is people are leaving valuables in their cars. They're oftentimes leaving wallets full of credit cards. They're leaving keys to their vehicles, sitting in their driveway or in their garage with their garage door open or unlocked. And it is allowing for these criminals to come during the night, get into their vehicle.
He says, based on preliminary numbers, car burglaries aren't the only increase in crime they've seen.
I tell you, it's been interesting last 8 months with this whole pandemic and theft in general. In the county, we've seen a 100% increase, so double the amount of cases of theft than we did a year ago at this time. This was maybe 6 weeks ago.
He says in the past 30 days, there have been 7 reported auto thefts, and in the same time frame last year, there were none. He says the stress of the pandemic could be a factor.
You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs. And when people lose jobs, unfortunately, some people, it's a very small percentage of the population, but people revert to substance abuse. And when they have the substance abuse issues, oftentimes they revert to criminal conduct to support their habits. People get desperate during times like this. And unfortunately, we've seen an increase in crime.
And it doesn't help that there are less deputies out patrolling now.
We have very limited resources. Especially now through the pandemic, we have frozen positions within the county, including our patrol division. And so we are, not only are we strapped on personnel, but we have seen an increase in crimes happen this year throughout the pandemic.
Wright says the car thefts and burglaries are likely tied to the same people.
And it's just a matter of us getting information quick enough and finding enough evidence, whether it's through video surveillance, through items left behind, or us actually catching up to the people responsible for us to put a stop to the trend going on.
In the meantime, Wright suggests members of the communities lock their cars and take out any valuables. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.